The residence of Yemen's former president Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi comes under attack in the city of Aden following clashes between rival groups as the Yemeni special forces stormed the city's airport. Now, as Saudi Arabia tries to gain back its political influence within the country, there is also the rising threat of Al-Qaeda's affiliates increasing their activities. In this edition of The Debate, we take a deeper look into the tumultuous situation in Yemen and ask, what is the way to peace and stability? Well, let me start off by introducing our guests. Joining us from Washington is Director of IGA, Ali Al-Ahmad. And joining us from London is writer and academic expert, Ali Masfari. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us in this edition of The Debate. Mr. Al-Ahmad, I'll start off with you, if I may. Now, the situation in Yemen right now is extremely complex. Some say that the battle over influence and power will lead the country down to the path of Libya, which has two governments, insurgency and the threat of ISIL. Do you see it that way?
It looks like that. I think previously I said in your station that this is what the regional governments, especially the Saudis and Qataris and the Emiratis, would like to see in Yemen. They want to see a Libyan scenario where the country is not controlled completely by any side, even their allies, because they are not really trying to gain alliance within Yemen. Their ultimate goal is to create a chaos in the country and divide the Yemeni population along sectarian, regional, and other lines. And so far, their efforts seems to be working, unfortunately. And I hope the Yemenis will come to their senses and realize their best option is to work with each other and not for governments like the Saudi government, who has never wanted a stable and a prosperous Yemen.
Well, I'll get to the question of working for the Saudi government, but let me bring in Mr. Ali Masfari. Mr. Masfari, I'd like to get your opinion as well. Is Yemen headed down the path of Libya?
No, at the moment, I don't think that if there is still mind working towards pushing all the parties towards the peace and stability of the country, we don't have to allow the Yemen to be abandoned from the regional and international community. We have to force all the parties to bring them to the dialogue, to the dialogue table, in order to find a solution. Never ever to give up for the political process. We have to complete the political process in order to find gateway and solutions for the current situation in Yemen. We have to stop, first of all, any development or any progress towards the war. Now, what happened today, I don't think that all the regional and the international community will be in silence as long as the matter very serious. The scenario of Libya and Iraq or Syria or Afghanistan, we can stop it now, quickly as possible, because we still have determination, and this national determination is available there on the ground. Peoples, they are suffering 24 years ago from the regime that we has been already expelled from the power. Now we have to think in depth how we can bring all the parties together in order to make peace. First of all, to bring them into the dialogue. Where the dialogue should be, it is the matter of the Security Council and the UN envoy Gamal bin Omar, as he has been given the authority to decide and determine the place, as I think that it is our matter now, all the peoples, to stand up against any party who will push into the war.
All right, Mr. Al-Ahmad, I'd like to get your opinion on this push towards diplomacy. We've seen on the one hand Saudi Arabia saying that it wants to host and help with the negotiation process. On the other hand, Mr. Masfari has just said that it should be the role of the UN Security Council and Gamal bin Omar. Who do you think can bring about that national dialogue?
First, the Saudi invitation to have a dialogue in Riyadh is a very bad idea. Let us remember all the other Saudi efforts to have dialogue in Saudi Arabia. When it comes to the Iraqi, to the Lebanese, to the Palestinians, to the Afghans, all of these efforts have failed. I think a good example would be the Afghan dialogue in Germany. Germany would be a better place to have Yemeni dialogue, and dialogue is a great idea for Yemen, but not in Saudi Arabia or in any neighboring country. It has to be done. I think Germany is a good place, so people feel that they are equals there as Yemenis and not be influenced by the Saudi monarchy, who has done nothing for Yemen but bring instability and division for the past 36 years. So really, I think dialogue is key here. Everyone should be ready for it. And I think Jamal bin Umar be advised to have that dialogue in places like Germany, but even the UK. Germany is the best place because it's much more impartial player, and it's a place that we saw success with the Afghan dialogue. So I think Germany or other European country other than the United Kingdom should have that dialogue and to solve this problem, because with regional intervention, Yemen is now really at the stage where it will become a failed state.
All right, but Mr. Al-Ahmad, does dialogue have to take place on foreign soil? Can Yemenis hammer out an agreement between themselves?
I think that's what the idea is, to have Yemenis talk to each other, but outside Yemen. So no one, because I think you need to feel, Hadi needs to realize that he is not the president anymore. He is working for the Saudis, and he should, in Yemen, I think he will not feel that way. If he goes to Germany, he will be relieved from pressures from the Saudis and others. So I think that creates a better or more equal opportunity for everyone, all the Yemeni players, to express their opinions, to make concessions without the pressure of regional powers. And I think that is the best place. But inside Yemen now, everybody's controlling the people in Sana'a versus the people in Aden or in Hadramaut. Everyone wants to have the dialogue in their territory. So I think that is the it's a neutral area to have it in, and it's not Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia or any of the Gulf countries are not neutral players in the Yemeni issue. Germany, I think, is and had this good relationship with the Yemeni people for a long time.
All right, Mr. Masfari, I'd like to bring in a point that Mr. Al-Ahmad raised, is that Hadi needs to realize that he is no longer president. Do you think the role of Hadi so far is going to complicate the situation even further, because he continues to call himself president and is working towards making Aden the capital of Yemen?
Because you know the communication is very bad, but I have to understand your question as follows, that whether then the transfer of Aden as or to use Aden as a capital now or not, or Hadi can make communication for the political process. I don't think we are out of this all this matter surrounding this matter. We have to go in depth into the essence of the situation itself. Now, first of all, we have to find out ways how we can start dialogue where it could be. It doesn't matter now, but we have to go according to the resolution of the UN Security Council, first of all. Secondly, we have to stabilize the ways to the destination where to be, and to point out how we can go further with their dialogue. And every party should keep the promise toward all the resolutions that could be come out from all this dialogue, wherever it could be. Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi, as a president, it is the matter of the regional and the international community, the Security Council and the UN League are considering Abdurrabbu Mansur Hadi as a president until now. So it doesn't matter how we can lift this situation now towards the instability. I think if everyone radicalizes his position now and does not allow the peace process to continue, he should be considered as a distraction party that don't